running a little bit behind. They will be going on after the program, and so you can step out and visit them there. We are so grateful for our young folks, our youth, our adults, those willing to step up and be a part of that. So go out there and enjoy that after this is over. We do have a few housekeeping chores for you. If you are new to this facility, we do have restrooms in the back. And out this door to my left, as soon as you turn there in the corner, you'll see them on the right if you need to use those during the program. Also, if you would please turn off your cell phones, we respectfully ask that you do that because this is a worship service. So we thank you for doing that. I do want to take just a moment to show my appreciation for some who are here tonight. First of all, this fabulous group behind me. They have worked very hard, and I thank them for sharing their time and their talents to make this evening possible. So, choir, thank you very much. Also, to my left, the most fabulous musicians anywhere, Patty Davis and Nancy Hazelwood, thank you so much for getting us ready. They didn't kill me. they have been hard at work, and you're going to see tonight just fabulous musicianship, so much thanks to them. Also, my tech team in the top, Mike Stevens, Brian Dillon's up there, and Jessica Whitaker, thank you so much for helping us out tonight and making this possible. Also, I want to thank Nancy Carpenter. While we are not doing drama tonight in here, she was kind enough to help get the live nativity dressed, and so we thank her so very much. And last but certainly not least, we want to thank our pastor, Pastor Kevin, for supporting this ministry and allowing us to have an evening of worship through music. He really wants to sing, but we've not let him yet. But we do thank you for giving us this opportunity. And so tonight, the Carols of Christmas, our program contains 9 songs, beloved carols, familiar classical works with a new twist, and contemporary praise and worship. So there's something for everybody. Each song taking us on the journey from the manger to the cross. And so we hope that you enjoy these. We've had a lot of fun working on them. And so also, before we get started, let me tell you on O Soulful Holy Night, our soloist is Mr. Ed Fitzgerald, so you will enjoy his rendition of a familiar classic. Also, at the end, at the conclusion of the program, our men's quartet in alphabetical order, Dwayne Alexander, John Garner, Jeff Holderfield, and Art Pemberton, For Christ is Born. And then last but certainly not least, we could not do a program without narration. I want to thank my husband, Arthur, for writing the narration, and then Kathy Parks and Arthur will narrate. So thanks to the two of you for making that possible. And so, without further ado, welcome to tonight's program. Let us pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together as a community to be able to worship. We thank you for this glorious season to be able to celebrate the real reason. And so, Father, we thank you so much for each one here, their willingness to come and worship with us. And, Father, we pray that the notes that we sing, the words that we speak, Father, we pray that you will be glorified. And so, Father, as we journey together from a small stable in Bethlehem all the way to the cross of Calvary, Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, for what this season means. Father, we love you. We pray for traveling mercies as we go to our respective homes at the end of the evening. Father, thank you so much for the blessings you give. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Monumental events often occur on days that seem like any other day. In the relative bustle of the little Judean village of Bethlehem, an evening flowed into night, and no one noticed a young couple arriving into town. Like the others, they had been called back for a census.
And weary from travel, the young wife was with child, and obviously near to giving birth. Nonetheless, the inn was at capacity, so there was no room for them there. Finding a stable, they settled down as best they could.
Savor the scene. Put yourself there. Sunlight fades into sunset, and which fades into night. Feel the cool night breeze. Gaze upon a midnight sky full of stars, and spy the flickering candlelight from village windows.
Hear the muted murmur of voices and conversations and laughter from the inn and other village structures. And now, turn around and see the glow of a lantern emanating from a nearby stable. As you approach, hear the lowing of the animals resting outside.
And finally, peer around the corner and witness the couple that arrived just a few hours before. The young new mother, exhausted, holding her newborn infant and her husband at her side, as they gaze with rapt attention into the infant's eyes.
Into the eyes of God.
On earth and mercy mild, God and soon.
From the beginning, the human race has been shackled in bondage because of sin. Into depravity we are born, and by depravity we are led, held captive as slaves.
For sin severed the fellowship with our perfect and holy Creator, our God and Heavenly Father, and the wages of sin are death.
From the days of old, atoning sacrifices were required to cover sins, but sin still held us in its grip. However, God never lost His desire for fellowship with His creation, us, and so from the beginning had a plan to redeem us.
He would provide the sacrifice as a once-for-all offering to rescue us from sin's grasp and break its shackles forever.
The same angels that sang creation's story now sang of His birth. This little baby, Jesus, our Savior, our Messiah.
Come, all ye faithful, come, be joyful.
For in Jesus we are triumphant.
Come, 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 come
Just as our eyes became accustomed to the dark, so do our souls become accustomed to the depravity all around us and the depravity within us.
In an age where everything is acceptable to the world, even as we plunge ever deeper into the depths of society's decay, it is possible we may lose sight of God's divine standard.
But when the depraved soul comes face to face with its depravity and realizes the full depth of its affliction, then the magnitude of God's saving love and redemption becomes exponentially more powerful.
And when we then realize that this love, His love, and forgiveness reach down to each of us, our proper response is to fall prostrate to the ground in humility and adoration and reverence. Let all within us praise His holy name.
Oh, holy night, the stars were brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night, when Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night, oh, night of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us
praise His holy name.
Praise His name, for Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise His name forever.
To lovely worship.
From the Gospel of John.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
Jesus, the Son of God, who was present at the creation, now in the form of a baby, prophesied for centuries, now quietly arrived and resting in the warmth of Mary's arms. These were the precious first few minutes of his preordained earthly path that 3 decades later would ultimately lead to a hillside just outside of Jerusalem's walls, where he would be the atoning sacrifice for all mankind.
There was light.
Oh, be still and behold him. On that seemingly ordinary night out in the countryside, secluded away from the town, shepherds were in the fields tending to their sheep. They enjoyed the same light, cool breeze and gazed upon the same sky full of stars.
Their ears were met with the rustling of grass beneath their feet and the gentle baaing of the sheep.
Then, without warning, bright light punctured the darkness, and the glory of the Lord surrounding them as an angel from heaven stood before the group to announce the birth of the Messiah.
And this was followed by a heavenly host of angels shouting, Gloria in excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest.
It's hard to imagine the emotions and fear coursing through the shepherds at that moment, but they wasted no time as they made haste to the stable to behold the newborn baby, just as the angel had said.
Yeah.
As God came to dwell on earth among us through His Son, so today He comes to dwell in our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
Though at the time, Jesus would not announce the coming of the Holy Spirit until the conclusion of His earthly ministry, today we have the benefit of knowing that God comes into each of our hearts individually. If we earnestly seek Him and repent of our sins, may that be our prayer this evening.
So, let us pray. Holy Savior, we adore You. Prince of Peace, we bow before You. Hope of glory, God among us, Lord Almighty, dwell within us. Come into our hearts anew and redeem us for Your glory. Amen.
Holy.
Jesus' birth into this world was as muted as it was epic. As we behold our newborn Messiah in the sweet serenity of the manger, alas, we realize that time flows on and that God's plan of redemption must proceed.
Shortly after this scene, Mary and Joseph would step out of the stable and depart Bethlehem on the road that would lead them back to Nazareth. Our Lord's earthly journey to the cross had begun.
However, his story would not end at the cross. Jesus would defeat death, rise again from the grave, appear to his disciples and hundreds of others, and finally ascend to heaven to sit at the right hand of our Heavenly Father, to be Lord of all mankind.
And his story continues today, onward to a day where he will return a second time, this time in might, in glory, in strength and power and victory.
This gives tremendous hope for those that seek the salvation that only comes through accepting him, which assures us of our own victory over sin and our escape from sin's consequences to gain life eternal in God's forever kingdom.
Jesus, the Lord and hope of all. Light shone down from heaven that momentous night. The shadow of a cross was cast upon the earth.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain and hath redeemed us to God. Worthy to receive power
and riches
and wisdom
and strength
and honor
and glory
and blessing forever.
Hallelujah. And all God's people said, Amen.
Thank you. Good evening. Before I go any further, shall we give them a round of applause, please? If you do not know, I am Kevin Rosenfeld, the pastor here of this church, and I can say it's a privilege and a joy to be pastor of this church and working with the folks like you see here this evening and those who you can't see up in the perch. There's just one number left before we close this evening. And I just want to share with you, I was just very thankful and happy to see these carols of Christmas connect Christmas to Easter. As you walked in this evening and you saw the live nativity, you could see the cross next to it. I said this morning that without the cross, there is no meaning in Christmas. This means nothing. That the birth of Christ came into this world, and if it was not for the cross, then all it was just another child being born into this world with no significance as far as eternity. But because of the cross, it gives great meaning and depth to Christmas. And that's why we celebrate it. That's why we have the lights and the sounds and the songs. That is why at this time of year we rejoice and are happy, because a baby is born to us and we haven't come to the place yet of suffering. And when we think about this as good news, when we talk about the gospel as being the good news of Jesus Christ, this baby born to us was mocked and ridiculed. He was spat on and rejected. He came into this world for that purpose, so that he could get up on that cross and die for us. And he went to the grave, and thanks be to God, he resurrected and he ascended. And as you heard the narration tonight, he will come back. He will be back on his white horse. He will be back in victory and might and strength as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. As we leave tonight full of Christmas, in 2 weeks when we unwrap our presents and we celebrate with family and friends, and as we unwrap the baby Jesus, and as we think about where there's always enough room in our hearts for him if we are willing to allow him in, let us not set this gift on a shelf. Let us not throw away the wrapping in the boxes and discard it after we're bored with it, like so many items we received over the years. No, let us embrace this gift and let us share this gift, even when it's uncomfortable, because it was uncomfortable for Christ, and he died for you, and he was born for you. Let us take that not only in 2 weeks, but let us take that into 2023. Let us pray. Father, we are thankful for the gift of music. I'm thankful for the men and women here who love you, who sing to their highest and sing for your glory in such thankfulness and depths. We ask you this evening that as we leave this place, as we look upon the nativity and realize it wasn't that glorious and it wasn't that sanitary, and that you were forgotten and you were a leftover coming into this world in which you created. And we look at that beautiful cross lit up and know that it was not beautiful when you were hanging from it. But because you hung and because you died and because you resurrected and defeated death, it is incredibly beautiful to us in our hearts. May this Christmas not leave us. May we not take it for granted yet again. But may it grow and become alive in us every single day for the people around us. We praise you this evening and thank you through Christ our Lord. Amen.
songs of praise to Thee. Redeeming love has set us free. For Christ has been victorious for us.
Thank you again for worshiping with us this evening. We wish you a very Merry Christmas and God's richest blessings to you and your family in the new year. Safe travels tonight. Good night. Thank you.